Was that the project that caused the most talk? They couldn't understand that one because everybody could understand a baseball. Ooh. And maybe even the river. Maybe they questioned and wondered.
Well, you know,
the North Canadian river.
The river, surprising, there were only two projects in our initial polling that even came close to having enough public support, and that was the river and the library. And the ballpark was like 20%. Convention facility was way down. The performing arts was way down. The key was bundle them together, and the sports people would stomach the performing arts people. They're not going to vote down their ballpark. And so it was one of those deals. So everybody kind of stomached everybody. As it's turned out, everybody likes everybody now. But it was probably the whole thing in concept that it wasn't any particular project other than, like I said, some of the people said, well, Gaylord, I'll build a ballpark. He's got the money and blah, you know, those type of comments. But we could get over those pretty quick. Gaylord, he owns the ball team, but we own the facilities. The city needs to run that. The city owns the facilities, and they can put any team in here that baseball leagues will allow.
And as a matter of fact, in November of 94, you've just said basically what you said back then. This is Mayor Norick says the city council must concentrate on the overall picture and not worry about little details at this stage of planning.
Yeah. The first two or three years, I was a little bit out by myself. People would ask me, what would you do over? I don't think I'd do anything over except I would probably not be so aggressive on my timing after the election, saying when I thought we could get this started and get things done. We missed that probably a couple of years. We missed the ballpark by a year. The reason is that when the bid came in, it was $5 million over. And I said, we can't do that because if we get to the end and fund eight projects and the ninth one doesn't get funded, we'll never get another vote again to approve because we didn't do what we said we was going to do. So we got to redesign this ballpark. That meant delaying the ball team moving. It already announced they were moving in 1997. Now they had to delay it to 1998. No project had opened yet because we were doing the infrastructure, we were doing the environmental issues, we were acquiring land, we were moving utilities, we were doing engineering studies that people can't see. Core samples.
Yeah.
We were doing all that stuff that you got to do that nobody could see. Well, then when we had a meeting at Frankfurt Short Brusa, we made the decision. I just said, folks, we're delaying it. We're going to rebid this thing. Well, the press is outside. I mean, they know we're having this big meeting. And I said, we're going to delay the ballpark opening a year. Here it comes. You know, just, I knew they couldn't do it. The city can't build this. And, you know, just went on and on. And that's when I didn't have a lot of friends there for a while. I mean, council or anybody. Because, you know, they kind of wanted to disassociate with me. And I said, just hold on. We're going to get it done. But we're going to get it done right. And so I think it was about 6 months later or 4 months, we had a rebid, redesigned, and made some changes. And I remember I went to that bid opening. The first one I didn't go to, this one I went to. And I mean, I could just feel myself sweating blood. This bid better come in right. And it came in about $1.5 million under what our deal. So we knew we were off and running then.
You changed any design to the,
yeah,
to the building?
Yeah, we changed.
So you added some things maybe?
Took away some things, added some things. But, you know, just had to do some value engineering. We just had to do some stuff. Early on, I know I ended up firing one of the architects because he kept trying to design a building like I told him I didn't want. I said, I went and looked at buildings around the country. I know what I want. And he'd say, well, I'm an architect, and I designed Texas Stadium. I know what's right. And I said, well, who's paying the bill? I said, we are. I don't need you anymore. So I ended that deal pretty quick.
So then in the long run, you're probably glad that you prolonged it.
Oh, absolutely.
It came out better.
Oh, absolutely.
And it came in with the same budget number that you originally, or did you same budget number?
Mm-hmm. Actually, ended up about $1.5 million under, and then we could go back and add some of the add-ons, you know, that we'd cut out. The day the ballpark opened, which I think it was April the 8th, I'd been out of office 2 days, 1998.
Okay.
2 days after I left office, we opened the ballpark. I threw out the first ball with Kirk Humphries as the new mayor. He's sitting there with me, and, you know, he said, I don't know what I'm doing. I said, I didn't either. 11 years ago, you'll figure it out. But once that ballpark opened, people all of a sudden realized what this could be. And then the canal opened a year later, and then there was another deal. And then right after that, about every year, some major project opened up.
But there was that period of time when people couldn't see what was going on, that maybe some even said that the whole MAPS plan should be disbanded, and they were unrest that was going on.
Oh, yeah, there was unrest, but taxes were being collected and all. I knew it was going fine, and I was giving speeches all the time anyway, and I'd always say, folks, trust me, we are getting this done. It's just slower than we want, but it's just all the environmental issues. We're building it. Bricktown's an old rail yard, industrial, oil field, all sorts of environmental issues. A lot of remediation down that area. And we had some property to acquire and a number of things like that. So once we kind of got it all put together, then it was fine. You know, but it was delayed a little bit. But we knew it was going to take some time to build buildings.
So then, I think you've already said it, if you were to do anything over again, you would have immediately said, now, you folks, you're going to have to wait a year or two before you see anything or whatever.
Yeah.
But everybody was caught up in the emotion of the time.
Yeah. So. And that was partly our fault, too, you know, but we're also trying to sell the project.